Shalom, this is Billy Bremen, the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We're looking at Daniel's 70th week. Daniel had sought God about the 70 years of the Babylonian captivity. And while he was seeking and praying and repenting for his city, for his people, for the temple, his prayer is interrupted by the archangel Gabriel. And Gabriel says to him, verse 24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. That 70 weeks of years, 490 years, God will finish his dealings with Israel, his judgments and his restoration. Now, here's the way we read the six things that will happen during that time. I'm reading to you out of the Art Scrolls so that you can understand it better. 70 weeks have been decreed upon your people and your holy city to terminate transgression, to end sin, to wipe away iniquity, to bring everlasting righteousness, to seal vision and prophet, that means prophecies come true, and to anoint the Holy of Holies. You should know and comprehend from the emergence of the word to return and rebuild Jerusalem until anointing the prince will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. It will be rebuilt, street and moat, but in troublesome time. I'm going to go back now to the King James, where we're a little bit more familiar with the words here. Know and understand, verse 25. From the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. So there were two commands given to rebuild Jerusalem. We don't know which one is meant here, but it doesn't matter. We can go right to the time of Messiah the Prince being cut off and know where we are. And so God said through Gabriel that it's going to be 7 weeks, write down seven, and 60, that's 60, and 2. When you add those up, you come up with 69 out of the 70 weeks. We said it's like a basketball game. 2 20-minute halves, but it takes much longer for you to go to a basketball game and come home because you have timeouts. So God has breaks in the periods that he's dealing with Israel and timeouts. And so, but there's going to be 69 weeks of years, 483 years until Messiah the Prince is cut off. We know that he was cut off. Messiah the Prince, verse 26. After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. We know that he was cut off. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The city and the sanctuary were destroyed after Messiah the Prince, Jesus, he prophesied it would happen. And in 70 AD, the Romans destroyed the city of Jerusalem and the second temple. Now notice the wording here. The people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The prince that shall come here, it's not talking about Jesus, it's talking about the Antichrist. And it says, the people of the prince that shall come will destroy Jerusalem. And this tells us that he is a Roman prince. He is of the rebuilt Roman Empire, which is the European Union. And so we read and we see in chapter 17, where we read about the Antichrist over as was revealed to Apostle John. It says that the beast, verse 8, that thou sawest, and that's the Antichrist system, was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. The end of verse 8 says, the beast that was and is not and yet is. That's the Roman Empire. The old Roman Empire revived is the beast that was and is and was not and now it is. And we see in verse 11, and the beast that was and is not and even is the eighth. Verse 12, and the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and they shall give their power and strength unto the beast. The Roman Empire was, and then it was not, and then it came back into being, and it has a multi-headed kingdom, which is the European Union. They don't have a long time to rule. Even right now, folks, they don't have the vast rule that they want. They don't have a long time to rule, but they're going to give their platform and their power to the beast, to the Antichrist. And so that's the European Union, and he will be a Roman prince. He may or may not, you may or may not recognize him as coming from the part of the country of the Seleucids, but he will, you will be able to trace his lineage back to there. He, verse 29, shall confirm, well, let's go back. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and the end of the war, desolations are determined. And so now we're going down to verse 26. And I'm going to read that to you. Until the end of the war, desolation is decreed. Verse 27, I'm reading to you from the Hebrew translation. He, the Antichrist, it doesn't say Antichrist, but it's speaking of this this horn, this little horn. He will strengthen a covenant with the great ones 1 week. Not the covenant, a covenant. King James is wrong in calling it the covenant. He will strengthen a covenant with the great ones 1 week. He will make a covenant of peace. For half of the week he will abolish the sacrifice and offering, and upon soaring heights will the mute abominations be, until extermination as decreed will pour down upon the abomination. He is the abomination of desolation. He will come into the temple. He will announce that he is God in the midst of the week, but he will be overthrown, as is written in the Word of God. He will announce himself, Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. It speaks of the mystery of iniquity. And it says that he will go into the temple of God. Well, I think we'll read it so that you can see here where this is in the Thessalonians. Thessalonians chapter 2. And Paul said, don't think that the day of Christ is at hand or that the man of sin is revealed yet. He said, and we read in verse 3, let no man deceive you, 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there be a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, that's the Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember, I told you that when I was with you. And now you know what withholds or what holds him back, that he might be revealed in his time. There's a force holding back the Antichrist. That force is the Spirit-filled church. Verse 7 of 2 Thessalonians 2. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now withholds or hinders will hinder until he be taken out of the way. That's the body of Christ. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. Folks, I don't think it does any good to try to figure out, take numbers, add up to 666, make a letter for a name. Since I've been in the body of Christ, especially seeing these things, we've had the Antichrist as Henry Kissinger, all kinds of things. Now people saying all kinds of silly things, but you're really not going to know. He will not be revealed unless God reveals personally to some people, but he will not be revealed on a wide scale until the church leaves. Bless the Lord. Now, also it speaks about this in what Daniel saw here. It speaks about that. Jesus speaks about it in Matthew 24. And oh, I go into Matthew 24 in detail in our eschatology teaching. But Jesus is talking in Matthew 24 primarily about the tribulation time. And for instance, look here at verse 15, Matthew 24, 15. When you therefore has to be tied to something. So we'll see what it's tied to. When you see a therefore, find out what it's therefore, I've heard. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso reads, let him understand. We're going to rapture. Our Bibles are not going to go with us. Somebody's going to pick this up and read it. And Jesus says to them, when you see the abomination of desolation, when you are there in the time of the wrath, then you get out of town. You don't stay around when you see him there. Now, folks, look at that verse 15. When you therefore see the abomination of desolation, this is Matthew 24. What's that therefore? Look at verse 23. He that shall endure unto the end shall be saved. It's talking about the tribulation. This is not talking. I heard a minister the other day trying to explain that this meant Christians. No, it does not. You are saved by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are born again. This is speaking of a work salvation, being saved through the tribulation. And it says in verse 13, he that shall endure unto the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come, the end of the tribulation. This is the gospel of the kingdom. This is the gospel that's saying to those people in tribulation times, you can make it. The Messiah is going to come. He's going to set up a kingdom. Then Jesus says, when you therefore see the abomination of the desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, get out of town. And look at verse 10. The Lord says, verse 20, pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. He's speaking to tribulation people. He says, pray. Prayers will have, they will be effective even in the tribulation time. And he says, we know he's talking to Jews because he says, pray that it's not on the Sabbath. It wouldn't bother Christians to run away from the Antichrist on the Sabbath, but it would Jews who have always kept the Sabbath. So he said, pray that it won't be on the Sabbath. Next verse, 21, for then there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And the elect are the Jews of the tribulation time. Then Jesus comes, verse 27, as lightning comes out, he says, don't believe that when they tell you the Messiah is out, people are going to be looking for the Messiah during the tribulation time. He said, don't believe it when they say he's in the desert or he's here or there. As lightning comes out of the east and the west, even so shall the coming of the Lord be. Verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days. Oh, so much wonderful things. So many wonderful things are told us in the 24th chapter. Mainly talking about the tribulation time. Hallelujah. We look and see that in the days of the revived European Union, the revived Roman Empire, he's going to set up his kingdom. Oh, folks, it's not long till he sets up his kingdom. But before that, there's going to be a glorious church. There's going to be a manifestation of the sons of God. There's going to be remarkable things happening. This is Billy Brim saying to you, Shalom, shalom, the future's bright.